Are we live?
We've been live.
Oh, coincidentally, that was going to be the name, and probably still is going to be the name. I have so many podcasts.
You barely made it to this one.
Right? Fuck. I wasn't even going to come. I was all mad because you called me Ray.
You really don't like that name?
Ray. I don't like where it comes from.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I
don't look at the camera, fucking rookie.
I haven't looked at the camera 1 second.
I'm at the screen.
I haven't.
Don't look at the camera, Darla. Stop looking at the camera. Look up, Molly. Say cheese.
No, the name I hate and forever will hate. Well, two of them. I will forever hate Gary. Twat boy.
I just spilled beer all over myself on camera.
Oh, you got Cuba Gooding Jr. drunk.
He was like swinging at the air. Yeah, that beer is actually really good.
Yeah. Got it at that Vintage Wine and Spirits down the street. Zatacoy and Balboa.
Fuck, they paying for this pod? What the fuck they get a plug for?
Because everybody gets a plug.
Everybody gets a plug.
Everybody gets a plug.
In the ass. All right. So what was I saying before that? No, don't worry about that.
Yeah. So you're not introing yet. Okay.
I know. No.
All right. My bad. It's your show.
Fuck. This is my bad.
You know what? It's my first day.
It's my first day. A cold open? fucking rookie.
Nah, it's not even cold anymore. I'm so hot now. The light's on. I got this thermal on.
You're nervous,
man. I got the hat on.
You're acting like a real rookie of podcast.
Look. What I was saying.
When the lights cut on, you got all fucking shy. Mom, we does this.
If you're done interrupting me.
Done.
All right. The two names that I hate being called are Gary.
Yep.
Because I felt like that's a stupid ass name. Like, it's an obvious, backhanded.
Something out of my eye. Got that shit right on camera. Probably, if you slow it down, you can catch that shit flying in.
I'd say the two names that I hate being called are Gary.
Yep.
And fat ass.
Fuck. Who calls you that?
I don't know. All my life I've been chubby.
You hear that, Mom?
Yeah, so fat ass.
Fuck.
Hey, yo, fat ass and...
Hey, tubby!
Nah, I wouldn't mind tubby.
Why not?
I wouldn't mind tubby.
Tubby's worse.
Lardo.
You're Lardo.
Yo, like, I wouldn't mind any... I think it's just fat ass, like, because...
So that means you got called fat ass a lot. Or just, like, the times that you were called fat ass?
Okay, you know what it was? It was like, you're not cool with me. Don't call me fat ass.
See, oh...
Or if it was a girl, too, oh, that would crush me.
Now I know it triggered you last episode when we kept calling you fat.
Nah.
You were probably socking the air when you got in the house.
Yeah. Fucking Cuba.
He went and cried the owl. You keep calling me fat in the pod. I'm not fat, right?
I'm not fat, right?
You got one of those fucking thigh masters. Did you ever have those in your house? I don't know if I ever asked you that.
We didn't have a thigh master, but we had, what was that, like, sit-up machine where you put it right here in the middle? The Bowflex? Was it called the Bowflex?
No, but I know what you're talking about because I think I had that too. The one, like, it had, like, a little back pad and, like, these little blue handles and you would just, like, roll like this.
Oh, yeah, I have that one in here.
Oh, you still got it currently?
I still got it, yeah. Trash. My sister gave it to me. You're fat ass.
No! No, sir.
Yeah.
No, my mom had the Thigh Master.
Yeah.
So it was like blue. It should look like a butterfly.
Yeah, I know which
one. And you just would go like this. Like, mm-hmm. What the fuck? Did it actually do anything?
I don't know. Are your mom thighs?
I mean, he's solid. Sorry. Solid as a rock. My mom's out here with the tree trunks.
Nice.
Just squatting. She's like, you ever seen like the World's Strongest Man?
So your brother got it from your mama?
I get it from my mama. No, the World's Strongest Man, when they got like lift those big ass boulders, and then they got to put them on the platforms and stuff. Like, my mom got those legs.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's nice. Chicken. That's nice, though. Like, that's probably my favorite Olympic game.
Oh, probably my favorite part of your mom. Fuck. As out of all your mom's sports, probably my favorite, the old Clydesdale.
I would say what is, I don't know what that game is called where they lift those boulders onto the
World's Strongest Man.
That's what it's called?
Yes.
No, but the that actual game, because they have the game where
that's
they,
called shot put.
Shock put. Okay.
Not
yeah.
Shock put.
Shot.
Shot.
Shot put. Okay. Shot yeah. put.
What the fuck is that pantomime? Oh, shot put.
Shot put.
Like shot, and then you put on a condom. Shot put.
Shot put.
Mm, shot mm. put. All right. Fuck it.
Hey, yo. Okay. So how you feeling? You feeling bratty?
B-R-A-T.
Yo, this is under... I was gonna say this is very underwhelming. No, this is this is underrated though. The it brat is underrated.
It is underwhelming though. It doesn't have the energy we need. It's just me and you. A little solo, dolo, with the duo.
No, but
get the energy up. We on a
war. There we go. Uh-huh.
Or I like this vibe better.
Violator. There you go. Look at that. Look at you. Look at
hit
that.
Hit you with no delay. So what you saying, yo? Yeah, that was pretty good. Off the rails. Welcome back, y'all, to Off the Rails, the pod with hot takes and no breaks. So strap the fuck in. That was a pretty good intro off the top. I almost forgot it, honestly, when I said welcome back. I forgot the intro.
I'm over here like, tag me in, yeah, tag
then,
me
and
in.
And then it came, and then it came. I'm Rich, definitely in this bitch. Potter to my left.
Razzie in the building, definitely in the building.
Potter to... As you can see, there's only two seats here.
Two seats.
So we got a little announcement for the otters out there. Oh, did we ever say why we...
Mike's dead.
Yo, R.I.P. to the boy. Yeah, we got a... if you click the link down below.
Yo, you know, Cash App us.
Actually, yeah, send my Venmo. Yeah. I think it's like Rich Joe. I'm going to give my real Venmo out right now. You think if I do that, I'll get any money?
Alex is always giving out her Cash App, like on Instagram, Facebook.
Does it work?
Cash App me. No. Well, somebody gave her a dollar the other day.
Not that she tells you.
Yeah, not that she tells me.
Al.
Al.
Where, yo, you need to check your taxes when you do your taxes. Yeah. See all the extra cash she's claiming?
We do joint taxes. We were just talking about
that. That is coming out, girl.
We have joint accounts, you know what I'm
damn,
saying?
Damn, you guys file together?
We're married.
Damn, in the eyes of the law, I'm still single and one, baby.
Yeah, you know,
I shouldn't have said that on camera. I had bleep
to,
that.
I had to succumb to church and state.
Is that
church
marriage?
And state? That's marriage.
I thought the marriage was you separate church and state. No, is that the government?
Mm.
I don't know.
That's it. Mm.
he said like you really thought about it. And I said something profound. Mm.
No, because that's my excuse. Why she's like, why are, she always asks me, why are guys nowadays like so against marriage?
That's just a legal binding contract.
And it's like, yo, that's church and state right there. We,
no, honestly, you know why I think guys are against marriage nowadays? Because it's like... we don't want it because you want it so bad. Because guys are dickheads. We're like, oh, you want to get married? Nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, I think we just do it to be assholes until you find that one that can stop your assholeness. And then you're just like, you know what? It's probably not worth the headache to continue doing the debauchery that I was doing before. I should just lock it up.
Yeah. And, it's too and
no, you lock it up. You know what it is? I think some guys, it's like they don't know when to walk away from the table.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just got to walk away from the table.
I felt like as soon as I met her, I wanted to marry her.
You wanted to walk away from the table.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what? I got to like these chips.
Yeah.
I'm good with these chips.
Yeah. But no, do I regret it?
But then I'm also like, should I have doubled down and put it all on black?
Yeah.
Because once you go black.
Or white, in my case.
Oh, should I have put it all on white or red?
Yeah, red. Yeah.
That was bleep that. Mm-hmm. Please edit that out. I already got in trouble for my previous comment about what her name was. I don't want any more beef or drama with the missus, because she could at any point shut this shit down.
Shut this shit down. Can't I she? Could get kicked out anytime, any point.
Yeah, I mean, it's joint. So, like, this is technically half hers.
Oh, yeah. No, she'll probably take this chair. She'll probably take the podcast Zoom machine.
She'll take everything that we need and leave us with, like, bare minimum. Like, she'll leave all the mics. She'll leave the soundboard, but she'll take all the plugs. All the power plugs to plug anything in. She'll, like, leave the camera.
Not my butt plug.
She'll leave the camera. Everything will be here, but she'll take the memory card.
Damn.
And, like, she'll leave the computer, but she'll take your sister's girly keyboard. What's that, your sister's keyboard?
She'll leave the couch, but take the cushions.
Ham, no burger, peanut butter, no jelly. Basically, your house is going to be Craig's house.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen.
Take all the toilet seats.
Oh, just leave paper. We got shit in this hole.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Have I ever shit in a hole? Yes.
Have you?
No.
All right. So, when I moved into this house,
yep,
they had toilets.
I would hope.
Right. And I know when you move into an apartment, you don't always change the toilets. But I feel like you should change the toilets when you move in. No, well, I don't think... Do you change the seats when you move into an apartment?
No, but I'm saying, like, that would be the easiest thing to change. You just get a new seat, swap that shit out, fresh cheeks.
Yeah. But I want new toilets. I want the whole thing, but our plumbing isn't all that great underneath our toilets. Like, you sit on our toilet, it moves. You shit in our toilet, streaks. That's
yeah, it sounds like you need the Power Flush 5000.
Nah.
No, you know what? I can explain the rattle. That's because when you moved in, Mike broke it in first week, sat on it, gave it a little bit of a wobble. Now, as far as the streaks go, you just need some stronger jets, my guy.
Nah. It's not... Nah. You
need a powerful flush, daddy-o.
I think I need the new inside of a toilet.
What?
So I need a new toilet because it just nothing, everything
so
gets
bowl,
stuck.
Bowl tank, everything.
Yeah, I need a new bowl because everything gets stuck on there.
Have you ever thought that maybe you guys just take some really foul shits?
No, it's not even just our shits.
Is everybody shits?
It's our guest shits.
You know what? If I'm ever a guest in somebody's house and my shit leaves streaks, I'm not leaving that bathroom until the streak comes out. I don't care if I got to flush 85 times or if I got to, like, flush it and then make sure the water's clean, then go in there with a piece of toilet paper and give it a quick little scrubbity though. All
right. What if you forgot your arms that day?
Fuck. Where'd I leave them? It depends.
What are you doing then? Fuck. Are you taking off the
First
streaks?
Of all, who let me in the bathroom?
Doors wide open.
Look, I just walked in. Boom! I headbutted my way in. Bow.
You open the door with the doorknob with your mouth.
Yeah, look, you left the toilet seat up. Fuck.
Imagine having no arms though.
I can't imagine it. I mean, I can, obviously. I'm not stupid. Yeah. But I can't imagine it in the sense that, like, it would suck a lot. Because I think about everything I do with my hands, not just the nasty stuff, but I think about everything I do with my hands, and I do so much. Like, have you ever, like, been trying to do something that you normally do, but one of your hands is tied up, and you don't realize how much you need that second hand until then?
Yeah.
Here's an example. I take Bean out to pee all the time or whatever. Little pup needs to go outside. But sometimes, oh, baby boy needs to go out too because he will cry if I leave. So I take
wait. So you're.
So I take him to pee on a tree. Also,
this is your son and your dog. Yeah. You're taking them both out. So
but
wait. You've left your son in the house while you've taken the dog out.
Supervised, of course.
Okay, that's
but
what
I'm,
I meant.
I'm talking about like when, let's say, he doesn't want me to go. You
I
know,
just put you on blast. It's just like, gee, all right, supervised.
CPS. No, like, let's say, like, because sometimes kids just, like, your pets do, they get attached. So, like, when they see you walking away, they're like, no, does that. Sometimes it makes you feel bad. So, I'm like, all right, you could come, too. So
he walks now?
Yeah, but I'm carrying him.
Okay.
Because I don't trust his little wobbly ass.
Yeah.
So, carrying him, and then dog in the other hand, right? So,
I just want to see, you know, babies are heavy.
Yeah. Cannons.
Yeah, that's why I don't want a baby because I don't want to carry that motherfucker all the time. Or that bitch.
I mean, that motherfucker, that bitch, whatever. Yeah. Be heavy.
Yeah.
So I never realized how much I needed a second hand until I was doing that, because he's like 25 pounds or whatever. Mm-hmm. Dog's over here pulling, trying to pee, trying to bark at people, chase other kids. Mm-hmm. And normally, I'll just switch hands with him or whatever, or vice versa with the with the kid. I'll switch arms or whatever, but I can't. Each arm is taken. Mm-hmm. So I realized I put myself in quite the pickle.
You don't have a backpack for your dog, for your kid?
What the fuck is this? El Salvador? What do you mean? Like, throw them in a fucking sheet and throw them on my back? Like, little...
No, they have Bjorn or whatever they're called.
Baby Bjorn?
Baby Bjorn. Yeah, who's Bjorn?
Yeah, I think you're thinking DiGiorno and also Bjorn.
I have a homie named Bjorn.
No, it's like when you eat children, it's called Bjorno.
Wasn't there a famous singer named Bjorn?
No, that was Bjorn.
Bjorn.
Yeah, she was like the Asian chick who like dressed like a swan.
So okay, she also made the baby backpacks.
I don't think she made them. I'm not sure if she was that into babies.
Yeah,
but
she probably hates babies.
All right, but I'm taking the dog out to pee for like 10 minutes. I'm gonna fucking strap this kid into this harness for 10 minutes. It could take me longer to put that shit on than it is to just grab him and carry him.
No, you just strap. Like, how long does it take you to put on a backpack?
I mean, you got to put him in the backpack first.
No.
It's not like you put it on and you're like, hop in, kid.
Is that not true? I would say, like, you just pick them up, slide them in.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I've never used one.
I'm not a gay dad, so I've never used one either.
I'm not a kangaroo, so.
I mean, I don't have a Joey or a pouch.
Yeah.
Joey's are baby kangaroos.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Fuck, you didn't know that for real? Mm-mm. Baby kangaroo is called Joey's.
Damn.
You know what a baby goat is called?
Blowies.
No, it's called kid.
Oh yeah, I think I knew that one.
Nope, you didn't, because you said no. No. You can't lie now that I gave you the answer.
All right, what's a male?
Eight times eight. Wait, start giving me questions.
Had nothing to do. 16.
No, 64.
64.
64 is like
what's a male duck?
A mallard.
What's a male adolescent duck then?
King mallard.
No, it's a drake.
Is it? I think mallard is just another name for a duck. I could be wrong.
Oh,
it's a drake.
Yeah, drake.
Is it drake? Is Drake a duck?
Yeah.
Hey, did you see that thing about this, I guess he's a popular Twitch streamer, and he was like talking to Drake on like live or something like that. And then he said, like, Drake looked cute, and Drake just hung up on him. Is that homophobic?
No, I would say that.
Because I know a bunch of people are like, oh, Drake homophobic just because he said you cute. You gonna hang up on him? But yeah, like, no thanks.
I want to be called cute though.
By like just a rando?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. So it is homophobic.
I don't care who says it. If I'm cute, I'm cute.
Yeah, just don't call me a fat ass.
Whatever you do, call me cute. Call me Tiger King sandals, but don't call me fat ass.
Yeah.
And also don't call me Gary. Oh, you know what? That reminds me.
I'm trying to show this. I don't want to kick the table.
That would have been funny if you would raise the other leg and just flip the whole shit over. Just going back to that topic about like names you used to hate when they would call you. Mm-hmm. Couple ones I
Gary,
yeah. A couple I despise.
Yeah,
bitchy,
bitches. Right, because it's stupid. It's, I know, because it's
low hanging fruit. First,
right
of all.
There, it's right there.
Yeah, so, and this one's in the same vein. Retardo. Oh my god, fucking die! Yeah. And it doesn't even hurt my feelings anymore.
No,
like it used to hurt my feelings when I was like in like first in kindergarten. When you guys would call me that, I would cry. Like. It doesn't even make me feel bad anymore. It's just like, fuck, that's all you came up with? Bitchy or bitch or
Rih. What's up, Rih? Rih is it's a classic.
Yeah.
Because I know you don't like
it. I said shit on Salty. Yeah.
But.
Yo, well, call me bitchy. We fighting.
But the Gary shit, nah, I just never liked it. I'm like, that's low hanging fruit.
What's I used to call you Gary Harry.
Harry, I like. I switch because girls would be like, "What's up, Harry?" And I'd be like, "Only in the South."
That's what you would tell them.
I would tell them. Hey, that shit worked back then in 2001.
It worked as in what?
They would it caught on.
How did it work though?
They, I mean, they didn't ask to see my pubes or nothing like that.
What aspect was it working?
It's just like it worked like. they would be like, what's up, Harry? And I'd be like, only in the South. And they would repeat it too.
And so they would tell you that they had bushes? So it's just a group of you and your nasty ass girlfriends with all bushes.
They weren't my girlfriends, or
I mean, friends that were girls. Yeah. Fuck semantics.
Yeah. Semantics.
See, what happens when you get married? You gotta clear shit up. Like, hey, friends, never had girlfriends, never one girlfriend. She's huge.
Look, that was the she's huge.
It's just the only Trump I know how to do. I didn't mean anything by it. Fuck, I always get in trouble. And I was talking about my own anyway. She's huge.
Look. So, what was I? Not go ahead, take it, because I forgot what I was gonna say.
Yo, your walls look like ponchos that you buy in TJ.
I don't know. I've never bought a poncho in TJ.
You ever been to TJ? Don't go right now, because they'll kidnap your ass.
Yeah, but like a poncho, like, is it raining?
You know what I'm talking about, like those ponchos.
Oh, his name is Poncho.
he's a coyote. Trying to get you over to yo, do you think if you were put in that predicament where you had to come over and be brought over by somebody else, do you think you could do it? Like, have you seen anything where they show you kind of what they endure, how they have to like travel at night, they have to basically run for miles.
I've seen the movie El Norte.
Is that what that was about?
Yeah.
Did that one have Edward Norton in it?
No. It was about a brother and sister, and they are brought from Mexico, I think, or Central America to
the United States. Unidos?
Yeah. And you want me to spoil it for you? You're never going to watch this movie?
Spoiler alert for everybody out there, but go ahead.
Who wants to watch El Norte?
Yeah, whoever wants to watch Edward Norton.
So it's a brother and sister, and this is my nightmare. This is my nightmare.
As a brother and sister, she wants to go out and borrow the car for the night, but he's gonna blackmail her before she does.
No, listen.
Oh, okay.
They have to go through this sewer, and the sewer is infested with rats.
Ew.
And so they have to.
This is my nightmare.
Yeah, this is my nightmare, and like. It looks like, you know how sewers have water?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, so that part is covered in...
And alligators.
And Sullivan Grundy.
And Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. And so the whole water part, is the whatever you call it, is covered in rats. And what?
Aladdin.
Aladdin in the sewer?
They call him a street rat. Sewer rat? I don't know.
Street rat. I don't buy that.
Yada, yada.
Yeah. So it's all covered in rats. So they have to walk carefully. And then the brother steps on a rat, or the sister steps on a rat, and all the rats start like coming and trying to bite them. And they actually get bitten by all these rats.
They turn to zombies.
No, they turn to rats.
Splinter?
No, the brother ends up dying from the wounds of the infections the infections of the rat bites.
Does anybody crack a rat?
No.
Have you ever heard that expression?
Never.
You never heard the expression to crack a rat?
No, what does that mean?
To fart.
Really?
I don't know why or how, but maybe I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure. Somebody give this quick little googs. Crack a rat means to fart.
Never heard that one before.
Me neither. I've never heard a rat fart.
You know Esco farts, my dog. He farts.
Bro. Beanie?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Bean.
Beanie.
So this dumbass, even though he has food and we feed him, as you should, I also feed my children.
Well, when they're not left unattended.
When they're not left unattended while I'm walking
the dog. He's feeding his children.
Word.
Don't call the SEC.
FCC?
Yeah, the FCC don't.
The Federal Clear Channel. We feed him or whatever, but he still, for whatever reason, if we leave anything out, even if he's just eaten, anything that resembles food that is within his reach, he'll try to get it and he'll eat it. So
he eats a lot. I mean, that's any dog, because Esco's trying to eat everything.
Yeah, he'd be like let's say we eat out or get like fast food of some sort, and we have like a bag, and I'll leave it on like have a coffee table like as high as this one, so he can reach it. He'll like go jump, sniff the bag. If it smells like food, he'll grab it and try to eat what's inside. So this dumbass did that, but my kiddo left a chocolate muffin, and he ate that, and I guess it made him sick. He was farting and shitting and...
Oh yeah, they're not supposed to eat chocolate, right?
Exactamundo.
Oh, but he didn't die, so that
it doesn't automatically kill him. That's a myth. It's not like fucking kryptonite, but it does make him sick. I'm sorry, Bean.
Sorry, Bean.
So he was sick, so he was like throwing up and stuff, and like shitting his brains out, and he was farting, and they were like human
excrements,
human sized smells.
Oh.
Like, it smelled like a human farted.
Like, he shit human shit.
Yeah, it's like he lifted his leg and was like, huh, and cracked a rat. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah, it was stinky. So
and he looks like a rat, kind
of. Wow, that's disrespect. First of all, I got the cutest dog this side of the Mississippi, and I'll put him up against anybody.
I beg to
differ. Esco included.
I beg to differ. You know what? I never met Bean.
Nah, I'm pissed off now. Your dog looks like my dog Shadow.
Your dog looks like my dog's dick.
Fuck. Your dog doesn't have a dick.
Yeah. Your dog got the HIV. My dog.
My dog has only had sex twice.
Oh, he's had sex?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where he got it.
Yeah, that's where he got. That's where he got the HIV.
Damn.
That's where he got the HIV. No, he has. Did Esco ever have sex?
No, he hasn't. He's tried, not but like a trying. He wants to be out in these streets. No, he's got his little nutsack.
Still got his balls? Yeah. I can take him away? No. That's why his punk ass was so aggressive when he saw me.
He was
trying to exert dominance, and then I showed him my balls. Calmed and straightened his ass right up.
We have breeding rights. So
is this chorro if I just take two sips from different drinks?
Nah, I think you good. It's coffee and beer. Oh, that might be chorro.
It's all wheat.
It's all wheat.
It's all wheat. A wheat.
Look that wheat is.
A wheat. What were you saying about Esco? Something stupid.
Nah, that we have breeding rights and we can breed him, basically.
Oh, so that's why you didn't take his balls away yet.
Mm-hmm. We're thinking about it though, because anytime he comes like close to any other dog, he wants to hump. And male, that, female.
And then that
wolf, coyote.
And that fuchsia lipstick starts to poke out.
Yeah, the little rock. Nah, it's not even the rocket comes out.
It's not the rocket?
Mm-mm. He just does the motion right now. I don't know if he knows
that. Oh, so maybe he's like, he's not even trying to give it to him all the way.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm a grower, not a shower.
I've seen his shit, though. I've seen it come out.
He's swinging?
Yeah, I mean, would you call it swinging on a dog?
Wagon?
Very batter.
Batter. That's batter.
Yeah, that's batter.
What are you from, Wisconsin? Yeah. You like tapioca?
I actually love tapioca. For real? You don't like tapioca?
Like on what?
On everything.
On wheat.
On wheat. Yo, this tapioca is on wheat.
This shit is on wheat. Tapioca. Do you like cottage cheese?
I do.
That's just curdled milk. That is just expired milk.
Oh, so if I'm eating cottage cheese, it has to be on a saltine. And I can only do like four of them like that.
Okay, but you look at cottage cheese, right? You've seen it. Obviously, you eat it. Yeah. And then have you seen an expired gallon of milk?
Yeah.
Have you poured it out?
It looks like that.
Same thing.
You know, I recently... Alex hates cottage cheese, by the way.
Smart.
Recently bought cottage cheese to make protein pancakes. So less...
I mean, I don't want to yuck your yum.
Less carb pancakes. No. So you take cottage cheese. You take some half and half or... what's it called? Heavy cream.
Yep.
Or you can do coffee creamer, whatever.
Or light cream.
Yeah.
We don't discriminate on their size.
And then you take oats, like...
raw oats.
Yeah. And did I say cottage cheese already?
Probably.
Oh, protein powder.
Yep. Mix that up.
And that's how you get your protein pancakes.
Cottage cheese, though. I feel like there's so many better cheeses.
You're not going to taste the cottage cheese. It's a sweet-ass pancake. It's an alternative.
Out of all the cheeses, I feel like cottage cheese was like the lazy cheese that they made. Like, they just let the milk expire, and they're like, there you go.
All right, this is a good conversation right here. I don't know how good it is, but
it's quality content. Cheese talk.
Cheese talk.
Cheese talk. Here
we go. And now, welcome to Cheese Talk.
And now, welcome to Where's the Cheese with Richard Raz.
So, what's your favorite cheese?
Say cheese. No, remember Say Cheese and Die?
No.
Goosebumps?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you guys were handling the Goosebumps conversation last week or whatever.
Exactly. So that's why it's fresh in my mind. You never.
Oh, wait. That's the one where they take a picture and they die.
Say cheese and die. Yeah. Shit's in the title.
Yeah.
You're fucking tired. All right. Speaking of titles.
What's your cheese, though?
My cheese? I always, if I have the option, it's going to sound like trash, but I'll go pepper jack just because I like spice.
Pepper jack is a good cheese.
I like, you know what? I feel like pepper jack is underutilized when it comes to burgers. Mm-hmm. I feel like you get a good juicy burger, you put some pepper jack on that just to give it a little bit of spice.
I feel like you pair the pepper jack with the jalapeno, usually like jalapeno burgers or whatever. Yeah. They always have the pepper jack.
Cheese talk.
And I'm going with Gouda. Oh, yeah. Gouda, Chris.
You really cheese me, dog.
Yeah, Gouda. Smoke Gouda.
Gouda.
Yeah, smoke Gouda. That's good cheese.
I could eat in a library on top of books, but I can't be too loud. I'm gonna make a brother beg for it. Give me TLC, cause you know I'd be too proud. We can do it in the White House. I'm trying to make him turn the lights out.
Macy's.
Champagne with my campaign. Let me do that damn thing. What's my name? You know, I always wanted to do that, like, just karaoke that song. And then when I get to that part, the what's my name part, I just kind of put the mic to the audience. And then I'm doing such a good job that everybody goes, what's my name? What's my name? That'd be fire.
What is the name he said after that?
Tassandra, Jacuzzi, all of something
like Ivanka.
Yeah, so, no, he doesn't say Trump's daughter. Like, have you ever like dreamed that dream? Like, this is like a fucking. Yeah, but have you ever like had like a fantasy that you're like crushing like karaoke, like something stupid like that?
No, I don't sing karaoke.
I know you don't. I know you famously hate karaoke, but like, or just like not even karaoke, just like maybe performing on stage.
I love watching karaoke, by the way. I just don't want to sing the song.
You're crushing it though. Like, you're singing your ass off.
That's actually my dream and a goal of mine. I want to get into karaoke.
You want to like just become a professional karaoke singer?
No, but I'd like to be like the person who, like everyone else who goes to a karaoke bar.
I feel like
and
your name
picks
should,
out a song.
You should become a real famous person that does like just goes to all the karaoke bars, and we'll call you Garoki.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Garoki.
No, you know, Garoki. And then, like, your logo will be Karopi, but with your face on it.
Yeah.
And we'll call it Garoki.
Eyes accurate.
Yeah, eye accurate. So, you can't sing, and you don't like karaoke, but you want to strive to start doing it more. Because I'll be listening to a song and singing along in the car, and I'm like, if I could just crush this shit live.
Yeah.
I just see the reaction on people's face.
But you're good at it. Like you follow. I just can't follow the lettering on
the screen. Can't read.
Yeah.
And that's become a real issue in your life lately. Yeah.
I can read. I just get uninterested real quick.
I'll read good.
Yeah. I read well.
We were your kids. We punish ourselves. Did you ever like hate when you were in class and then like your teacher would be like, all right, popcorn, Gary. And then you'd have to like read the next paragraph.
Oh, I was ready. I was reading.
You were ready? Because I was never following along. And I'd be like, okay. And I had to scroll down the page and look for like the last word that I heard. And then follow. And then like try to continue from there. I hated that shit.
But they told my parents. They're like, yeah, he's never paying attention. But when I call on him, he pulls something out of his
ass. He bullshits an answer.
And it's usually the right one.
Well, you're a good guesser.
I think I've gotten stupider. That's all.
Facts.
Yeah.
But that's not skill, but that like bad habit of not paying attention when people are reading in class and shit translated to my adult life. So like now I'll be sitting in like these like Zoom meetings and I'm not paying attention. And then they'll be like, what do you think, Ricardo? And I'm like, I think we should do a 4-day work week. And I don't know. It has nothing to do with what they were talking about. And I gotta, you know, fucking bullshit my way through.
We're talking about all-inclusive restrooms.
Dude, I'm all for them.
Yeah.
If they speed up the line at the bathroom. You know, sometimes it's just like crazy line. Like if we just do like just two all-inclusives, just like alternate, like urinal stall, urinal stall, urinal stall, and just fucking zigzag our way through the pisser.
I'm ready for this because I'm trying to piss in the girls' bathroom because the boys' bathroom always messy.
I heard women's bathroom is worse.
Really?
Way worse.
Well, because they use a lot of toilet paper.
Lots of toilet paper.
Lots of people fucking taking selfies in the
pad wrappers on the floor.
Yeah.
Tampon delivery units. Because you know that shit comes out of a little plastic tube?
Yeah.
It's tubes everywhere.
But like, I don't know why people are so up in arms about like the bathroom thing. Because like, it's a fucking bathroom. Like, who cares? Like, all right, so a kid's going to see a woman standing and pissing. Like, so what?
They do that now sometimes.
Yeah.
Women's be standing and pissing. My sister told me about this thing that you can get, like if you go camping for girls. Mm-hmm. I forgot the name of it, and it pisses me off because the name was really funny. But basically, it was like this thing you use when you camp, and it's like a funnel for your vagina.
Is it a Pure Wick?
No, but it's maybe something like that. But it's so you could stand and pee when you're like out in the woods.
Okay. No, a Pure Wick is they put this kind of like it's
tube in your pussy.
Yeah, it's a tube, but they don't put it inside anymore. So it's a tube, rubber tube with padding inside, and they put it underneath you.
Keep going.
And they the other end.
It's like you're getting an oil change.
Yeah, the other end they connect it to a suction. They turn on the suction, so this these pads are underneath you.
So theoretically, I could put this tube on my pee hole.
Yeah.
And turn you just on that suction.
Just keep pissing on this, and it drains the pad.
Yummer.
Yeah, disgusting.
Nah, I'm down to do that, but that's also been a fear of mine. Like to get old and something happens, and like I got to shit in a bag.
Oh well, that like a colostomy bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
it doesn't sound fun.
Yeah, no, you got a little stoma and shit.
Yeah, no thanks.
Nah, but I mean that don't just happen to old people.
Well, like, young people too, but that'd be even worse.
Like people whose dildo gets stuck in their anus and they gotta cut open their stomach.
Huh?
Yeah. So we've had many cases where
many dildos.
Yeah, many dildos where they lose the dildo. The dildo, you know, rattles up in there.
Oh shit! I didn't even think about that. Like the way it vibrates, that shit can just wiggle its way into.
That's
your
why
intestine.
You're supposed to have like something. Have it tied up to something.
You're supposed to have an anchor on your vibrator.
Anchor!
Anchor!
Where's the camera?
Fuck! Wait, which one's my camera? Which one? No. Okay. It might
the
be.
Hard cam.
A? Okay. That's
hard cam.
Okay.
The one with the dick. Fuck. The one with the boner. Hard cam.
Hard cam. No, like you got to tie, like you know those balloons that have the weights?
Yeah.
So they don't fly away. You got to tie a weight to your...
Anything. Just at least a balloon with the helium.
Or like
when
you go to the gas station and they got the key like tied up to a license plate. Uh-huh. So you don't steal the key.
Exactly.
Or like a hubcap. Have you ever seen a hubcap?
Nah, that's too heavy.
No, I went to the bathroom one time. I was like, yo, can I get the restroom key? And they gave it to me and it was a fucking hubcap with the key.
They usually have that stick, like that stick right there. I think I took that stick from a bathroom.
Didn't take the key. Just took the stick.
Just give me the stick.
Let me get the stick.
I need this stick to hold this window closed.
Nah, but this shit had like a fucking hubcap to it. I felt like I was Liu Kang in the bathroom. I was about to just throw that shit and slice somebody's head off. But I had to hold it while I peed.
That's, well, actually, Kang's brother. Shao Kang or some shit
no,
like that.
No, Shaolin? That was Liu Kang. No,
no Liu Kang's brother's name is something.
No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Shao Kang. I mean, no, I think they had different fathers.
Krang, Kang.
Yeah.
He's a racist.
He's a racist.
Speaking of racist, did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did. It wasn't that racist.
It's not two black quarterbacks, kind of. I don't know who said it, but they said that Mahomes sounds like Kermit the Frog. And then after they said that, I couldn't unhear it.
He's yeah. Like,
Patrick Mahomes here, reporting for Muppet News.
Did you like the game?
The game was cool. It was actually better than I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. I thought the Eagles were just going to run away with it, but they did not, clearly.
It's a great game.
And Mahomes, I think he was tricking people now. At first, I thought, I was like, nah, he's injured more than he's letting on. Mm-hmm. But then I think he was less injured than he was letting on.
Well, that ankle injury happened.
Ankle!
That ankle injury happened about 3 weeks ago. So usually your ankle can run again after 3 weeks after a high ankle sprain. If you're not bitch.
Now you're a team doctor.
I'm Gary Vee.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit.
Gary Vee. It was 3 weeks? Oh, yeah, because it's 2 week break.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like, all right, I can see him running. But then he got injured in the. Before the half.
He did, and he was mic'd up, and he was like, owie. That was what was on camera. Owie.
Do the Kermit the Frog. I was going to try it.
Owie. Hey, Miss Piggy, it hurts. Owie.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I watch Muppet Babies a lot. Have you ever watched that?
I love Muppet Babies. I love all Muppet movies.
You watch the new Muppet movies with like your body double? What's his name?
Jason Segel?
Yeah.
I love the first one. The second one, not so much.
Hater.
You like the second one?
No, I didn't watch it.
They go to like Paris? Some Muppets in Paris?
I didn't watch it. I'm an adult.
Yeah. But the classic Muppet movie, what's that song? It's a Fozzie Bear and Kermit the Frog riding all along.
Don't know it.
Damn, that shit.
Shut it down.
What about the Rainbow Song? Damn, why can't I think about this? See, I've gotten stupider. Keep going.
No, you know what it is?
Talk about the Super Bowl anyways.
You're just so nervous to just be
in your presence
on a pod with just me and you.
Yeah.
It's kind of overwhelming. You don't have that buffer.
Mike is the buffer.
Shout out to Mike.
He's definitely the buffer one.
I'm going to miss him. I really am, truly. It's going to be a sore or missing piece in my soul. No, Mike is busy. He's picked up a second job. He's doing Uber.
And Lyft?
And Uber Eats.
So he's eating while driving.
That's just what he calls lunch. I feel like if I did Uber Eats, I might
sneak a fry. Yeah. Why we go to the fries?
No, but now they got smart and they like fucking duct taped the bag so you can't get into it. You got to be like fucking MacGyver. Mm. Or carry your own duct tape and just retape
Or MacGruber.
Or MacGruber. You can be... Or the Hamburglar. But yeah, he's doing that, so that's why he's not here. But back to the Super Bowl. Yeah. Super Bowl was fine, but the real thing, Super Bowl had like, it was something crazy, like 110 million viewers, right?
Okay.
The game. Halftime show?
110.
114 or like 112.
Yeah.
More viewers than the actual game.
Yeah, it was like 5.
Why?
5 million more, I think.
For Riri.
Yeah.
She comes out, starts her set, starts doing this like little the whine, and I'm thinking I'm about to get it. I remember the Rude Boy video. I remember what she gave to us. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Hitting us with a slow whine, mm-hmm. fast whine, a little twerk.
Yeah.
Red wine, white wine.
I like it.
All the wines. And then she comes out and she's Prego?
Yeah, why not?
I waited all this time for Rihanna to make a comeback. She's going to be on the biggest stage in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to get the slow wine in the booty shorts.
Nah, she gave you a slow wine.
Yeah, but she gave me a slow baby wine. And that just makes me feel nasty.
I need it. I might be. Look.
First of all, is that ASAP Rocky's baby?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
ASAP got two in her.
ASAP cocky.
Yeah, ASAP Rocky.
Damn, ASAP fertile.
Look. I'm 100%. It was a great performance. Like,
but
there is a but. But like, voice awesome.
I wanted to see her
song
butt.
Selection awesome. Even her moves were great. Like, yo, it was a great performance. Everything was good about it. The dancers,
except for outfit.
Her outfit too. Her outfit too was cool. I don't need skin.
I need some skin.
She has a pretty face, nice body. Whatever.
Remember when her nudes leaked?
No.
Me neither. send a link.
But what I just needed more energy. That's my thing.
She's pregnant, you asshole.
I don't give a fuck. Then don't come to the fucking Super Bowl and perform if you're pregnant.
Like, who told you not to pull out?
Yeah. No, like, get pregnant. Do the performance. It was A1. It was an A1 performance. But I just want more. I just was expecting a more energetic performance. Also, I don't need your baby's rollout.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Kind of nasty.
Yeah. Like.
Also,
yeah.
I think she couldn't do too much because did you see like what she was performing on? She's like performing on floating platforms. She probably didn't want to accidentally fall off. Imagine she just falls off that shit Owen Hart style.
I don't even want to imagine that.
Imagine.
That's blasphemous.
And it's like double.
Don't even mention Owen Hart like that.
And then like she hits the mat.
The mat.
And then splat.
Whose name was Matt in the Super Bowl?
Fuck.
I know Matt Kemp was there.
Matt
Kemp.
Kemp.
Matt Kemp plays for the Dodgers.
He plays baseball. Nah.
Yeah. Whose name is Matt?
There is no Matt.
Matt Kelsey.
No.
Oh, Matt Kelsey's brother.
Matt Kelsey is not a Matt Kelsey. It's Travis Kelsey.
Oh, Travis Kelsey.
Yeah.
No, but he had his brother who played in the Super Bowl as well.
If his name is Matt, comment down below and smash the like button.
Yeah, he was on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sure. If you're a parent and both of your kids get to the Super Bowl,
you didn't see their mom?
Yeah, she was in the fucking split.
Yeah.
Uniform.
Yeah.
I feel like you just pick your favorite. Go for that.
Who's your favorite?
And if you're not my favorite, then maybe next season you play harder, and then I'll cheer for you.
Yeah. All right. Don't deflect.
Yeah.
You have a favorite? Is your firstborn or your boy born? Or your boy born?
Or my boy born. The one that's gonna carry on my lineage. You know what? I would say though the one that's been ride or die.
Oh shit! You're answering this.
Yeah. I would say the one that's been there longer because homeboy still has to prove himself.
Exactly. That's what I was getting at.
First of all, that's
the answer I wanted.
You ain't been here long enough.
Yeah.
To be fucking with me and you ain't strong enough. Yeah. So whatever it is you puffing on, they got you thinking that you're Superman. I got the kryptonite. Smack you with my dick and a mic. It's characters, not even good actors. What's going to be the outcome? Let's add up all factors. You whack, you twisted, your girl's a hoe, broke, kid ain't yours. And everybody know, your old man says you're stupid. You be like, so, I love my baby mother. I never let her go. Are we going to get me demonetized?
Nah, you good. As long as we didn't play it for that long. Hey, you know we got to get our plays up. Hopefully the color now gets our plays up because...
Is that what we're missing?
Hopefully
lack of mic will get our views. He's not holding us down.
Not because
yo, Mike's been hating on us for like four episodes. All four of Off the Rails or how episode six.
This is,
by the way.
Yeah.
Mike has been hating on us every episode.
Technically, this is episode 8. Maybe even 9.
I don't even think I've been here 9 times.
No, you haven't. I've been doing solo pods and all that. Yeah.
I ain't authorized that.
No, but you've not been here.
Dang, you did two couples pods?
No, I did one solo pod, one couple pod.
One couples retreat?
I did 25 minutes last Friday.
I want to see your solo pod.
Yeah, I did 25 minutes last Friday.
Is it like it could be worse?
It could be worse. You know what? It was just a fucking rant. I was just trying to get through 25 minutes, they had something to have. You know, I didn't want to leave the people
clamoring,
starving,
clamoring.
Yeah.
Was it like your old anchor?
Just
pod?
Wanted to be consistent. It was like that.
Remember the one where you confessed your love
to Al? I had like 4 episodes.
Wow, you knew back then.
Yeah, I knew as soon as I saw her. Like, not as soon as I saw her, but let me say, maybe I saw her at this barbecue. That's when I was like, yo, I'm going to go talk to her. And I went and I spoke to her. Then I saw her.
Hey, what's up?
No, I said, what's up? You want a shot?
Hey, what's up, Snowflake?
So I got her real drunk. Nah.
She didn't know what hit her.
Yeah. No, but... She threw me in the pool that night.
Damn, that's love.
Well, now I had all my clothes on. I was at a party.
Yeah, that's hate.
Yeah. No, I was like, yo, hold up. Because, like, they were conspiring to push me into the pool.
Okay, but like, be honest.
Up, hold my phone. Now do it.
Okay. Yeah. Did she throw you in, or were you kind of like playing along just to kind of get the interaction?
I just told you I was playing along.
Oh, so you're like, yeah, I'm gonna get this interaction. Yeah. Sure,
rockstar shit.
Yeah, belly flop, or are you falling your back?
Back.
Back. Okay.
Yeah. I think maybe I did a front flip.
Did you do the classic? Come on, help me out. You pull her in?
Nah, I didn't do that.
Damn, that could have been the magic moment. Fuck, yeah. Nope.
I mean, we're married now, so.
Could have been married sooner.
All right, so when
should have hit her with the Wendy peppercorn. Act like you're drowning, and then she comes and gives you mouth to mouth, and you're just like, oh.
Yeah.
Oiling, lotioning.
What was I gonna say? Oh yeah. First time I saw her like big head rolling into my life.
That's what did it.
All right, so. She had her hair down and nice and curly, and I asked her to a barbecue, and that we were throwing, and that was the first time that I was like, I'm gonna ask her to a barbecue, see where this goes, because usually I didn't like to mix work with pleasure like that.
Oh, and she was work.
Yeah, she was work.
Damn, that's frowned upon.
Yeah. Yeah.
You tell your superiors. Fuck, it was like you guys were being owned.
Not yet. At that point.
They don't even know you're married now.
Yeah, no, they know now. We had to sign some shit and all that.
Oh, that you guys weren't going to like play favorites. You weren't going to give her extra gauze and shit. Yeah.
I gave her all the gauze. Yeah. Call me Razzie, a.k.a. Gauze. The gauze.
Razzie the gauze.
Razzie the Gauls.
Gauls returns. Dun it, dun it.
Yeah.
Dun it,
dun it. Dun
Fuck, I wasn't expecting that. We're gonna need a bigger boat. Did you ever watch Jaws? Did Jaws actually scare you?
Never watched Jaws.
Never
bro.
Seen Jaws?
No.
It's not scary.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because these fucking old fogies didn't know what a horror movie was back in the day, but like, not scary.
We used to call this girl Jaws.
Why? She had big ass teeth?
No, she had big ass jaws.
Bitch had the Jay Leno. She looked like the old McDonald's logo.
Yeah.
The moon.
Yeah, the homie. You remember the homie Bumtown?
Bumtown! Hey, why is your nickname Bumtown now?
Yo.
Shout out to Bumtown.
Shout out to Bumtown.
Where's Bumtown now?
I hope not in Bumtown.
Skid Row?
All of LA is Bumtown now.
Whole place. Yo, they just this new camp just shot up by my house. I don't know where the fuck they're getting the money. Tents are expensive, bro.
Right? No, they give them out, though. They give them out.
Yeah, and they give them the good ones, the Colemans and shit. Yeah. I be thinking I should go swap my tent for their tent. Well, this one got two rooms? Just swap that shit, but it has fleas.
they be like even making their own tents. Like, or they'll get a tent, and that shit will like, still be in a box, and they'll be living in this fucking... elaborate
assholes. I saw nasty shit. I was getting off the freeway over on Sunset, and there's like a bunch of tents set up, and you have to stop right when you get off the freeway. And I saw a rat run by the front of my car. And I was like, "Ay, Dios mío!" No, it ran by the front of the car. Ay, ay, ay! No me gusta. And it ran into a tent. Where I'm assuming there was...
The rat said, arriba, arriba!
It was a Mexican rat is what we're trying to say.
Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah, that was a mouse. They're littler. It ran into the tent. And there was somebody in there. But, like, I would have, like, jumped out of the tent. Or, like, you know, like a cartoon when something... When, like, there's, like, a big dust-up. And you just see fists flying everywhere in every direction. That would have been me. But nothing happened. Like, it was like the rat ran back to its house. And it knew it was supposed to be there. But can you imagine, like, when you're homeless and just having to live amongst, like, rats and shit like that?
Rats and roaches and other homeless.
Whores. Always the whores.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah, we not bad-mouthing whores, especially over Ray J.
Mi titi preguntó de la muchacha, yeah. Damn, the shit.
That shit was I've been tight. Trying to fix your echo here.
Nah, leave it. It makes me sound like Morgan Freeman in
God mode.
No, what was the movie with
Bruce Almighty?
Yeah, Bruce Almighty. There you go. Yeah, we had Black God.
Yo, the homegirl, she quoted Bruce Almighty. The homegirl Bruce Almighty? Nah, the homegirl Bruce.
Bruce.
Oh, you know,
shout out to Big Bruce.
Caitlin.
I need to stop drinking when you're talking. Because you're going to try to catch me.
Homegirl Bruce.
You're going to try to catch me. You're not going to get a spit take out of me, bitch.
AKA take Caitlin.
Now, shout out to Bruce. So she quoted
Bruce Almighty. And
she went like this and her clothes fell off.
I was like, all right, you know. I was like, I'm married. Right? Hey,
just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts.
Nice.
But fucking noise.
Didi me pronto. VIP.
Yo, it doesn't count if it happens in a song, right?
Yeah,
no, it's not even real. So she quoted Bruce Almighty. What'd she do?
What's that song? I've got the power.
Yeah,
I didn't remember that song was played on Bruce Almighty. But yeah, she's like, oh, like in Bruce Almighty.
I think that's the song where, in the music video, it's like a skinny chick and she's like dancing, going, I got the power. But like the real singer of the song was like a big fat chick.
Yeah.
And they just never put her in the music video because they thought the skinny chick looked better.
Well, because back then, I mean,
fat bitches weren't in.
Yeah. Look at us coming full circle.
Look
fat
at
ass.
That.
No, because fat kids. Yeah, I wasn't it then.
What would you say, fat ass?
Yeah. Shut up, retard.
Should have never told you, stupid ass gay re.
Bitchy.
Wow.
All
right. We were playing and joking and stuff, but like, lines have been crossed. Do you feel like me and you could, if for some reason Mike just hits a fucking monster of a pothole and sinks into center earth?
Yeah.
And
pull him out? Nah.
No.
Come on.
Come on, you gotta get under Mike. It's me, Kermit the Frog here. Also, Patrick Mahomes. No. So he goes.
Grab my leg.
Are you animal? I'm Kermit. So he falls to the end of the earth, melts because magma, and dies. Do you think me and you could just continue without him? Light work, right? Easy.
I think we'll get better.
Is he replaceable?
No. He's irreplaceable.
Okay,
irreplaceable.
Don't ever do that again. I just want to take the end of the pod to just shit on Mike and say how much we don't need him.
Yeah. No, Mike is a straight guy. He is the glue. It's a lot of glue.
We're rubber. He's glue.
Yeah, no, but like I think we need
Mike. And you're bits.
Yeah, and I've been bits. No, we need Mike because he's the glue. He's what holds us together. We need his hate.
You look like you drum in like an early 2000s rap rock band.
I'm dressed like Fred Durst.
You are actually dressed like Salvadorian Fred Durst.
Yeah, I did it all for the nookie. What?
The nookie. Yeah.
So you can get that cookie.
Stick it up. Yeah. They didn't say ass, huh? They said yeah.
No, they said yeah.
They said stick it up. Yeah.
And
yeah.
He had that drummer named Wes.
Yeah, Wes Borland. Who he would have like the black eye contact.
That's what I remember.
That shit was
like this in the camera.
Yeah, but right now you look like either that or like you're in Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
I was like, how do you feel? Did you choose that outfit on purpose?
No, it was just the easiest outfit to put
on. Did you feel like you wanted your head to be camouflaged with the wall?
You know, unfortunately.
Are you even wearing a hat right now?
Yeah.
It looked like you got a lobotomy. You just cut the top of your head off and took a piece of your brain.
Yo, so the other day I was high as shit, right? And not when I was painting this room, but I was. But
this looks like you painted it. It's like after Cruz in Blood In, Blood Out, his brother dies and he starts painting dark shit.
When he's addicted to heroin.
And yeah, and he listens.
That's my next step.
And you're just listening to acid jazz and splashing shit on the wall. I like it.
So I was high as shit and I was looking at the different designs and like shit was speaking to me. Like that little shit right there looks like a UFO.
Actually, I saw that and I think the same thing. Or a submarine.
Yeah, but this looks like an eel.
This one right here, helicopter.
Yeah, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, but different things like that.
Did you actually...
My least favorite one is that, like, long one right there. Like, yeah. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. I think I want to paint it blue.
Yeah, let's talk about more things that people can't see.
Yeah, you're right.
Fucking idiot. All right,
what's your favorite cheese, Havarti?
Not doing the cheese talk. Cheese talk, cheese talk, cheese talk. All right, what else happened? Yo, have you been hearing about all the things being shot out of the sky?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, four things shot out of the sky. They haven't shown us the wreckage. Show me the fucking aliens.
The thing that got shot out... No, that wasn't shot down out of the sky, right? That was a train where all the animals are dying and things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that was in Ohio. A train went off the rails.
Off the rails.
Hey, come around. Went off the rails. It was carrying chemicals. It released like these toxins into the air that also went into the water. And they told people they should probably leave their houses and stay away from the cloud in the sky. Mm. So that did happen. But also,
so that's like M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, that's like Hamalam Shyamalan Ding Dong. You know what I mean? Yeah. Wait, just turned to Kermit the Frog too.
Kermit the Frog. No, wait,
never
I'm again.
Mind.
Wait.
Never
wait. Mind. One more shot.
He's Kermit the Frog. Like Kermit the Tard.
Nah, yeah.
Oh, Kermit.
Frog it. I wish you were sipping.
Gobbles of the God, though.
Frog it.
Frog it. Ray.
Wait. All right. Here we go. Let me try.
Okay.
Let me compose myself here.
Be a composer.
Rub my knees.
Poser. Remember when they used to call me a composer?
I'm dressed like one.
You are. This is like poser. This is like the real Slim Shady, but like the real Fred Durst.
Kermit the... Wait, I'm going to get it. Kermit the... Kermit. Oh, I can do Miss Piggy.
Yeah, you can do Miss Piggy. All
right.
Oh, hey there, Piggy.
Oh, Kermit.
Here you go again, Piggy. Kermit the Frog here reporting for Off the Rails. Pretty good.
Dream on, bub.
Oh, he turned into Wolverine.
Right. Nah, she said bub.
Did she say bub?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was just a classic. Yo, is Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy, are they like the classic skinny black dude, big fat white chick relationship?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, basically. Man. Kermit was skinny, but he liked himself a little thicky, thick one.
Yeah.
He got Miss Piggy, and he just never let go. Or she never let go of him.
Yeah.
Who do you think...
Piggy a pog?
Yeah. Yeah, she's a... No.
She's a pop.
No, she's a pop.
Yeah.
Badass white pig.
Pop. Yeah.
You know, I'm a chain guy now. Pop Patrol.
I'm going to type that shit in Pornhub, but Al goes to work. Pop.
Pop.
When she goes to work. Listen to my itinerary tomorrow.
Dear, what?
Itinerary.
They sound like Marvin the Martian.
There he is. Oh, I can do Marvin the Martian all day.
Now you get a Marvin the Martian.
Oh, fuck him.
Speaking of Martians, yeah. So they shot down this unidentified flying object. It was flying over Alaska. Shot that bitch down. No wreckage to be found. Mm. Didn't tell us what it was. China said they had another one flying over theirs, and they were planning on shooting it down. Lots of things flying in the skies. I think they're all spies.
Yeah, but from China, right?
They're spying on everybody, daddy-o.
Yeah, but you keep... I know... I say UFO, this brought it. You love aliens. Call me Marvin the Martian. I know where you're going.
Where am I going?
You want... All right.
Come on, alien talk.
Do you think... I know you think they're real, but do you think they're coming soon?
I hope so.
You think that we'll get confirmation?
I hope so.
That, like,
Kodak,
there is life out there soon?
Oh, hell yeah. I think now's the time. Right here, right now, right here, right now.
What do you think, all right, in your brain, I actually have a follow-up question.
Give it to me.
But in your brain, what would a Martian look like?
I would say humanoid. Legs, arms.
Okay.
I think probably not like a huge exaggerated head like we all think of.
With the big eyes.
Nah, I think more regular shaped head. Mm-hmm. But I think like exaggerated features, like maybe in their planet they do have like really big eyeballs, or like at least they look like Bratz dolls. Like they're just a little bit bigger. Yeah. They're just like you enhance them a little bit.
I think that let's say,
no ears.
What planet? What planet are they in?
No
one
ears.
Of the, are they in our solar system?
They're outside of our solar system. They're from a planet we've never seen. It's like called like Zachuridli or something like that. And
well, they would have to give it a name, and they wouldn't speak English, would they?
No, they would speak.
Okay, they would speak their language.
Yeah. Or they'd, you know, have a translator. But yeah, I think no ears, maybe even no mouth.
Yeah.
I think they communicate telepathically.
Yeah, that's that like Independence Day.
Word. Yeah. Where they just like the doctor or the scientist when he gets like possessed.
Yeah, he's like Orion's wait.
No, that's movie. Men in Black.
Wrong movie. Orion's belt.
Wrong Will Smith movie. Yeah. But yeah, something like that. Where like he's talking through him and then like they kill him.
Yeah,
that's scary.
I remember he said I hated that part because I forget what he says, but I hated that part.
But
that
basically, what he said was that
you know why I hated that part? It was so long. Like I'm like, all right, come on, I get it. Come
and
on,
it was loud. And then they're like, "Is that bulletproof?" Yeah, but the glass isn't. And they pull out their guns and start shooting at the glass.
Yeah,
that's kind of fucked up because they killed everybody that was inside. Yeah. But I think if they do come, I think we're dumb to be shooting shit down. Because, like, what if, like, that makes us look hostile and they take over?
No, but...
Be I like mean, Mars Attacks. You ever seen Mars Attacks?
Yeah. Supposedly all that shit is from a different country, though.
Nah, it's from a different galaxy.
I know you want it to
far,
be,
far, far away.
Look, I know you want it to be, but no.
You don't think so? So you're a non-believer?
No, I believe.
Look to the skies.
I believe anything and everything can exist.
Would you say you believe in a thing called love?
I believe in a thing called love.
Just listen to the rhythm of my heart.
Yes, I do.
I believe in a thing called love.
Yeah, nice. Look at them pipes.
Yeah, you feel me?
Yeah. Bagpipe. It sounds like a bagpipe.
It's just a little razzle-dazzle.
You know? Razzle-dazzle.
Yeah, so that's what's happening right now. I think people aren't paying enough attention to the toxins that were released in Ohio.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. You can't drink water. You can't even go outside your house. It's like, I think they said the chemicals that got released, they have carcinogens in them.
Damn. It's like the movie Birdwatch? Bird?
No, but it is.
Or the Happening.
No, it's exactly like, I just saw something, I think it was on YouTube today.
Bird Box.
There's a movie that just came out on Netflix, and it's the exact same plot, literally. In Ohio.
I heard about this.
Train derails.
Yeah.
Chemicals get released. A family has to flee. Like, it's the exact scenario. And this movie came out on Netflix like a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, their plot line is the real situation
real
that's happening.
Real deal.
I forgot what it's called, but it's new and it's on Netflix. Check it out. Speaking of which, you got any peep this?
Yeah. It was Valentine's Day.
What'd you peep?
And I peeped somebody that I used to know.
Yikes. You're supposed to peep your wife on Valentine's Day. So for you to peep somebody you used to know, that's wild.
Damn, that's a nice catch.
Hello.
So was that person that I peeped somebody that I used to know.
Yeah.
I should have painted like the room, like the video of somebody that I used to know.
Yes, yeah, so what's her name?
No, all right. So
get you hemmed up.
You know about this movie?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Somebody that you used to know?
Yeah.
Oh no, don't know.
Okay. Directed by Dave Franco, written and
Dave? James's little brother?
Yeah. Written by Dave Franco and his girl Allison Brie. She's from like Community. Show Glow.
Oh, Allison Brie? Yeah. The nerd?
Yeah. Oh, she's from Mad Men.
Oh, I love her so much.
She's great.
In Community?
Yeah.
She's a little sneaky piece, man.
You definitely. So they're married. They're a married couple.
Oh, yeah. So she's taken.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Lawrence from Insecurity? Insecure.
Still got shot, though. Shout out to Allison Brie.
Lawrence from Insecure.
I'm Team Larry.
This is a good romantic comedy. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
What was it on?
It was fun. Theaters? It's on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. Okay, yeah. I'm in.
What else? New season of Wu-Tang Saga.
Wu-Tang.
And, that Echo came out.
Yeah.
What else I'm watching? Feel Shrinking.
Me? That's the one with Steve Carell?
No, it's with my body double, Jason Segel.
Oh, yeah.
And Harrison Ford.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoy that show. I'm watching BMF on Stars.
Is that any good? Didn't even watch
it. Yeah, season two. I'm on season two now.
Shout out to Big Meech.
Larry Hoover.
Whipping work.
How you doing?
He's not Italian. How you doing?
Forget about it.
Hey, how you doing? No, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's Catholic.
He's like, hey, I'm whipping work over here. How you doing?
And so hallelujah is much better.
Hey, call me Big Meech. Larry Hoover. I'm whipping work. How you doing?
Let's see.
Is that a good Italian? Or is that racist?
No, that was great.
Is that a racist Italian? Like a stereotypical Italian?
Nah. Hey, man, Italians are just regular now.
Like, Italians are just stereotypes.
Italians are Christopher Pratt.
Christopher Pratt? Chris Pratt is Italian?
Yeah, Chris. Yeah.
He is Super Mario. That's what you're going at?
Yeah, that's what I was going at. But see, like, in the name, now to be.
Let's go!
To play Super Mario, he's got to be Christopher. Christopher Pratt.
Christopher!
Yeah, Christopher Pratt.
Christopher.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, Christopher. I'm Christopher Platt.
Chrissy. That's my Tony Soprano. And this is how Tony Soprano fucks.
I hate that even his fucking has a lisp.
Yeah.
Chrissy. Did you watch the entire series?
Yeah, I did.
Did you like it?
I did. The Sopranos?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, I'm threatening. Yeah, yeah.
Top three.
Now, did you like the new Saints of Newark or whatever the fuck it was called?
I enjoyed it. I enjoy it.
Everybody says it's shit.
Did you watch it?
No.
Yeah, I watched it. I enjoyed it.
Have you seen the new season of Your Honor?
I'm on it.
Peep this. So, I got that one. Your Honor is in there. Mm-hmm. Have you watched this little show called The Recruit on Netflix?
No, what's that?
Check that out. It's about a lawyer who recently got hired by the CIA, and he gets into all kinds of crazy situations, like first day on the job.
Is it a star in there? Because I only watch shit with stars in there.
No. This is like, I mean, it does have this one black dude who I've seen in other movies. Mm-hmm. I don't know his name, though.
Like, there's this movie on Netflix that everybody says to watch on TikTok. It's like RRR. Yeah.
I've heard of it, never seen it.
Yeah, same, because there's no stars. It's like a Bollywood movie.
Star RRR. But they be fucking
punching tigers into the fire and shit like that.
Oh, shit. Have you seen Everywhere, Everything,
All at Once? Yeah, that was good. That was good.
They had no stars in it.
Nah, I knew those people. I knew some of them people.
From where?
From where? Wasn't
Train to Busan?
Goonies.
Goonie Goo Goo.
The Goonies. Goonies.
Goonie. He knew them from a Jim Jones video.
Yeah. Yeah. And man, I'm trying to think of any music or any stand up or anything like that. That I've been.
Have any stand-ups come out recently?
Yeah, Nate Bar.
Nate Bargatze. You know what? He's a clean comic, but for some reason, guy gets me. He's a funny guy. I like him.
He's a funny guy. He's got a new stand-up. Mark Maron's got a new stand-up on HBO. Nate's is on Amazon Prime.
Yep.
I'm trying to think, man. What I've been peeping?
Oh, did you see Cheeseburger?
Yeah, Cheeseburger was great.
Cheeto Santino dropped that one. That was pretty funny. Yeah. There was another one that I saw recently that I thought was funny. I can't think of it. If I think of it, I'll let you know.
Yeah, how was your Valentine's Day, real quick, before we get out of here?
I had lots of sex.
That's what's up, bro. New kid coming soon.
Yo, they're
new kid soon come.
Yo, they text me like, yo, what you up to today? I was just like, beaten. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know
so
you
safe right
shout
now.
Out to the old ball and chain. I was just
chafing right now.
Big cheeks, son. It was
just.
Ratatata, ratatata, ratatata.
So Solo una.
No, yeah, just so yeah, don't get me all caught up. She watches this. I think she was like secretly watching it and shit.
I have a theory. Go ahead.
I have a theory that I have a theory that she secretly watches the pod.
And just like peeps you.
And just like takes notes and just like writes down shit that I do. So like she could just like yell at me for something random when I'm not doing anything wrong. Yeah, like, remember that one time you said you just kept beating on Valentine?
I know your type.
What's my type?
I know your
type. Loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight.
Exactly. Like you're probably like playing your video games or whatever, not doing shit. And then she's like, hey, I need some help. And you're like, okay, one more level, one more life. And then,
am I on the Truman Show?
Yeah. And then she's like yelling at you, like, I heard you said that bullshit on the pod.
Get your dumb ass in here.
Yeah.
Get your dumb ass in here.
Yeah, you know you're dumb. So it sounds accurate. Anyways, one more thing before you.
I'm just here. Go ahead, continue.
So on my way here, I was. Are you a car guy?
Like, do I like cars?
Yeah, like, do you like cars?
Yeah.
Okay, so on my way here, I was looking at all these cars. I was thinking, like, oh, maybe Rich is in one of these cars, right?
Maybe.
And then I pull up to all these cars, like, at a red light, and they're all nice cars. You're and like, I'm like, damn, Rich, you fucking balling like that?
I like that. I like you that
like,
way.
I'm like, oh,
it's because I'm a chain guy now?
Yeah, you're a chain guy. Did you get a new car? And like, you're always getting promotions.
Feel me?
I'm like, yo, are you driving? Like, you don't have to tell me what you're driving now.
I'm going
to
tell you.
But like, I was thinking, like, oh shit, he might be in one of these. Because it was like BMW, Lexus.
Let's go.
Nice cars. Fucking Maybach came through.
Kia.
Yeah.
But the new ones.
Yeah, even those are nice. Yo, don't sleep on any of these 2023s, you know what
I'm
saying?
Oh, nah. Once they started putting the name in cursive on the cars, you know how now it's just like one long word? Just Kia. Yeah.
But my question to you was going to be, what was your first car? Because I remember you had the Sebring.
I did have the Sebring. Before that, I used to whip around in what was affectionately known as the Green Monster. So my pops purchased a Dodge Caravan. 94.
Yeah.
Forest green.
Yeah.
No wood panel on the side, just all green machine. So yeah, it was called the Green Monster. And
this was your high school car or your first car?
Well, I didn't get my license until I was 18, so I was already out of high school. Mm-hmm. But this is the car I used to drive like to work. When I worked at the theater in like Westwood, and even when I was still working at Universal, I would drive the Green Monster.
Nice.
And I'll whip that around.
I always wanted to drive a van.
Yeah, get in the back of my van.
Yeah.
I would purposely take the back seat out just in case shit popped off.
Hell yeah, you know.
Never know. Fun. Yo, you ever? No, I'm not gonna do that. Never mind.
Chill.
Hello. But yeah, Green Monster. Then it was a Sebring, and now you know. I got to plug my car in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, damn, it's like that.
You know?
Fuck yeah. Yo, I need an
extension cord for my shit, you feel me?
That's what's up.
Yo, give me the power surge, you know what I mean? Yo, it's a slow charger, though. I plug it into the house. That shit makes my lights flicker. I can't turn the microwave on and charge the car at the same time. It won't work.
Follow up. Here comes follow up. What's your car, dream car, forever favorite car? Like, what if you could get a car right now, any type, what would it be?
Fuck, now that's a toughie. Let's see, any car, which means
any car,
it could be like a real fancy one, but I don't know if I want a real fancy one. I just like big cars, which is funny because I don't currently drive one. But
would you get an SUV?
I think I wanted like an SUV. Mm-hmm. Like before everybody was like getting Jeeps, I wanted a Jeep. But now you know what I seen? The new Broncos.
Oh, those are nice.
I think I want one of those right now. Yeah. As in I could afford it now. So I probably would want one of those. But any car, fuck. It would have to be an SUV.
I think Eric just got a new Bronco.
fuck, no, I can't get it. Bunch of bullshit. Son of a mother. Okay. This is going to take me back to when I was a kid. You know what I used to want? The old, like, it was like the 95 Mustang.
Yeah.
Convertible. I used to draw it all the time when I was a kid. I just always.
Cobra?
Huh?
Was it a Cobra?
I think it was. And I just used to draw it in class on, like, the, you know, when you used to put, like, the paper bag as your book cover? I used to draw it on there.
No, so, you didn't draw it in the book. Like, I would open a book and be like, who drew this cobra over my dick?
No, I wouldn't. That wasn't me. But I would draw it, like, on the outside, and then I'd put, like, math book on the top.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah.
So I would say I've always wanted a Mustang, even though I know they're shitty and gas guzzlers.
Yeah, I've always wanted a Mustang. I would say mine was... like a forever car like that I've always wanted as a kid was a Lamborghini Diablo. Ooh. For no reason. Like, my big ass ain't fitting no Lamborghini. Because
you played
Diablo.
Cruising World?
Yeah, because I played fucking Need for Speed. And
yeah.
That car had the worst handles. You had to really know how to drive.
You had to know how to drift.
Yeah, exactly. You had to know how to drift so your car wouldn't get messed up. Anyways... my car now, probably like a SUV, same. Like, I think maybe an SUV Tesla.
All the ones that look like footballs.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Give me a football, baby boy. Yeah. You know what? If we make another 75 cents on this pod, mm-hmm. I think we could just put that towards group Teslas.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to do like Entourage style when they all got Maseratis. Mm-hmm. We're all going to get Teslas. And we're going to race them down Beverly Boulevard.
Let's do it.
I'm down.
Yo, you think SUVs would ever be electronic?
They already are.
Yeah. No, but like you could get like an electronic Denali.
Yeah, and I think they already have those.
It's electric.
Yeah, they have an electric Jeep.
Oh, shit. Electric.
Like the Wranglers.
G-Wagon and shit.
Those two, but they have a electric Jeep Wrangler. It's called like the, or Jeep Grand Cherokee. I don't know, one of the two.
Either or,
but it's called. Dope. It says instead of saying 4x4, it says 4xe.
Yeah.
Cause electric.
That's sick. Yeah, yeah. I want an electric. Yeah. I want an electric car because I'm done with this gas shit.
Yeah, tired of paying for gas. I'd rather pay for electricity.
Yo, will my solar's fucking...
I don't pay that bill anyway, bitch.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping my solar's will power my vehicle, so...
They won't.
They won't?
Nah, not enough power.
You serious?
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know that.
I mean, maybe. How many panels you got on this bitch?
13.
13 panels?
Yeah.
That's like 13 suns.
Well... I'm Mr. Daddy.
She's died at age 33. That's 33 shots for twin Glocks with 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of those Glocks was holding 17. 27 hit your crew. 6 went into you.
All right, play that song.
You know where it's from?
What is this?
One mic.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yo, the best part about this podcast is that I could go completely off the rails at the end. This has been Off the Rails, episode number, I don't know, according to Gary, 11 or some shit.
Nah, it's episode 9.
I'm Rich. I've been in this bitch. Potter to my left.
Razzy in the building, definitely in the building.
Potter to my right is dead. Nah, I'm just kidding. Shout out to Mike. We miss you. See you on the next one.
Love you, and, Mike. Enjoy your shroom date.
Holler.
Holler. Come on, ride this train. Come on, ride it. Come on, ride this train. Come on, ride it. Come on, ride this train. Get off me. Come on, ride
it.
All right.
Fuck off. Hate your fucking guts. Now the reel comes out. Stupid ass.
You call me Dickie, whatever.
Yo, call me bitchy again?